So sitting up straight. Pushing the crown of the head up towards the ceiling. And we'll start with one deep breath, and then we'll do another body scan. So go ahead and inhale really, really deep, and then retain the breath below the navel. And now exhale. Okay, we'll do the abbreviated body scan now. So feeling the feet, legs, and hips. And now feeling the abdomen and chest expand and contract. Now feel the shoulders and upper back. Now feel the arms and hands. And now feel the head, neck, and face. And now take a deep, deep breath. Feel the whole body all at once. Now exhale, letting the whole body settle. And now in just a minute, we'll start. But before we do that, just kind of notice what the body and what the mind are like. Notice any qualities of spaciousness, openness. Calm. Okay, good. We'll go ahead and start now. All right. So, and then also just a note. It's okay if you have like a notepad or need to take just a couple of notes during the meditation. That might actually help you stay concentrated. Okay, so go ahead and pick one of the four following parent voices or internal negative voices that you want to work on. I'll review them now. Guilt-inducing parent voice, demanding parent voice, critical parent voice, and kind of fear-inducing or terrorizing parent voice. And to be clear, like this is, you don't have to do this perfectly. You want to pick one of these parent voices that resonates for you. There's not a right answer here. Okay. And now, what is the message that this parent voice tells you? What does it say? So it's a negative message about yourself, others, and the world. And again, feel free to take a couple of notes. And that say the message out loud, or say it in your mind if you're in the room with other people. So, what's this negative message? So this negative message is your schema. And it's okay if there's various negative messages. This kind of meditation is a bit messy, so it's okay if there's a lot going on. Okay. So now you've identified the negative parent voice and the negative message or the schema, the negative belief. And now, this is really interesting. Let's investigate the kind of patterned, we'll say, neurotic behaviors that arise in you when you're in a mode where you're believing that negative message. So, how is it that you cope with this negative message? So often, when we are kind of under the spell of the negative message with these negative beliefs about self, other, and world, we will fall into avoidance or like a surrender type mode or like an overcompensation, like controlling or fight type mode. So, what behaviors arise for you? And now notice how the behaviors are very patterned, that they're kind of repetitive. You've done them many, many times. And there's also a quality of unconsciousness. You just kind of do them in this automatic way. And now, this is an important point. Here we're investigating, we're actually bringing curiosity to our minds. We are not shaming ourselves or giving ourselves a hard time at all. Okay. All right, so then go ahead and let that go. And now come back into, the negative belief about self, other, and world, or like kind of imagine your parent voice telling you the negative message. Come into that now. And let yourself experience the negative message in an undefended way. Okay. So now this is an emotional learning. This is a schema. You learn this somewhere. So now, float back either to childhood, adolescence, or adulthood, earlier adulthood, back to a time when you learned this lesson, when you had an interaction with somebody, probably your parents, but it could be anybody, where you were taught this negative lesson. And now this memory or this scene that comes up, it can be a real memory or it can be like a composite memory, an amalgamated memory of the kind of things that would have happened where you learned this negative lesson about self, other, and world. So go ahead and bring up that scene. Okay, and so now we're going to speak in the present tense. You want to make this really present and alive. Okay, so where are you in this scene? Who are you with? How old are you? And then, very importantly, what thoughts are coming up? What feelings are coming up? Likely it feels pretty bad. Now, this next piece is very, very important. See how this experience or these experiences that you had, that naturally they brought about this negative learning. Naturally, they brought about this negative belief. It's just cause and effect. Anybody else would have learned the same toxic lesson. But go ahead and appreciate that. See that clearly now. By seeing how this is impersonal, we let go of shame. That makes the whole healing process easier. See that clearly. Okay. So now go back into the scene, this negative scene where you were taught this negative lesson. And now, once again, we're focusing on these negative parent voices. So this guilt-inducing parent voice, a demanding parent voice, a critical parent voice, or a kind of terrorizing parent voice. And so identify which of these is at place, at play. And it could be a combination, that's fine. Okay. And so now you're going to bring in the perfect nurturers. These are these imaginal, kind of perfect parent type figures that are going to reparent you. And what we're going to start with is protection and safety. So they come in and they keep you safe from this person that treated you poorly. And now they're going to stand up for you. Now they confront this negative parent voice. They say, hey, it's not okay that you treat my child this way. This is wrong. My child has rights. My child is just fine and doesn't need this crappy message from you. Also, this person that treated you poorly is small and unable to hurt you. Also, you and the perfect nurturers are big, powerful, intelligent, capable. And then this is important, you have the moral high ground. And this person that treated you poorly lacks any ethical credibility. And so now, what else do the perfect nurturers say or do to help you feel stood up for and protected? Go ahead and develop that scene now. Keep going. Shape and reshape the scene in such a way that you really feel stood up for. Also, your perfect nurturers make it very clear to you that this is their conditioning. This is this other person, this likely your parent. That is their conditioning. That is their business that they're chucking on you. It's not yours. This conditioning should have never been passed on to you. And you have a choice now. You can drop it. You don't have to carry this around anymore. See that clearly and really feel stood up for and validated. Shape and reshape the scene. That's right. Keep going. And have you and the perfect nurturers really reject this negative parent voice? This negative parent voice that got installed through this kind of scene, this kind of experience. It's not yours. You're right to reject it and give it back to the person that gave it to you. Go ahead and act that out in the scene. That's right. Keep going. Now, really feel stood up for, feel supported. And also notice how this is supporting you is a total joy for the perfect nurturers. Keep developing the scene. Keep going. Okay. And so now in the instructions, I'll emphasize now soothing, general support, being attuned with, being valued. But you can switch between the more protection and being stood up for and the soothing and attunement. So you want to shape the scene in such a way that it fits to your needs. That's what's important. But okay, so now the perfect nurturers are there with you. And I want you to notice how they're so happy to be with you. And they see how difficult these experiences were that you went through. And they also understand how these experiences had a negative impact on your life. They kind of lean in, tilt the head, and say, "There, there, there, there. It'll be all right. It's all over now. You're with us." So keep shaping and reshaping the scene in such a way to get your needs met. Keep going. And now see how they really get it. They understand what you went through. These were difficult experiences. And they also soothe you, they physically soothe you. In a way that really is just right for you. Maybe they hold your hand. Maybe they hold you on the shoulder. Maybe they pick you up and rock you. However it is, keep going. Also, they're happy to dialogue with you. What is it that you need to say about this? What is it that you need to hear from them? Keep shaping and reshaping the scene. And they see it exclusively from your side. They're totally on your side with total exclusion. They keep supporting you. That's right. Keep going. And also, they know that you were not to blame for this. These were all just crappy experiences that you had, and you learned some negative lessons, but it's all over now. You're with them now, and they're going to take perfect care of you. And now notice this. This is really interesting. So you know this old negative schema that you identified, right? That was reinforced in this old scene, right? Notice how your expectation of being treated in a way that would reinforce that is disconfirmed by the perfect nurturers. Notice how your negative expectation, your negative belief is incongruent with the treatment that you're getting from the perfect nurturers. Notice that now. This is really important. Notice how they would never pull this on you. Notice how they respond with receptivity and responsiveness, love, delight, support. And now notice how that disconfirms this negative expectation about life. See that now very clearly. That's right. Really taking that in and let that mark you deeply. Okay, good. So now we're going to go back to this old negative scene where this negative learning was reinforced. And we're going to redo it, except for now we'll have the perfect nurturers with us, and it will go in a way that is ideal, that is perfect. The negative thing will not happen, and a new positive event. A new positive learning will take place in this scene when we redo it. So go back to the scene. And now redo it, except for now you have the perfect nurturers and it goes perfect. And the negative thing does not happen. That's right. Keep going. And make this scene ideal. Act it out in such a way that it directly disconfirms this old negative belief or old negative expectation. That's right, keep going. Okay, good, good. And now dissolve that scene. And now we're going to do another exercise that helps us bring about emotional memory reconsolidation. So now what you're going to do is you're going to kind of flip back and forth between the old negative scene and the old negative belief. And this new positive experience that you've had with the perfect nurturers that directly disconfirms the old negative belief. So just flip back and forth between the two at your own pace. Again, this actually like forces emotional memory reconsolidation. Go ahead and do that now. Keep going, keep flipping back and forth at your own pace in a way that's natural to you. Keep going, you're doing good. That's right. Keep going. Okay, and now. Just reinforce the positive scene, the positive learning with the perfect nurturers, and really reinforce it in a way that's vivid and creates an emotional experience. That's right. Really feeling into the positive. Okay, good. And now what we're going to do is we're going to float back the time of our birth. And we're going to review our whole life from the moment of birth till this moment. And then we're going to especially see any of the kind of smudges or black spots where something negative happened. And we're going to redo those. The perfect nurturers will be there with us. And so just in about 1 minute, we're going to see the entirety of our lives and we're going to repattern the entirety of it with the perfect nurturers. And obviously, this is an imaginal exercise. So go ahead and do that now. So either the negative things never happen, or they were never really a big deal because the perfect nurturers are there with you, making it okay. That's right, really taking that in. Keep going. Okay. And now dissolve that scene. And now reflect, oh, like, wow, I feel so supported. I feel valued. I feel understood. I'm soothed. These perfect nurturers will always be there for me. And now, given that state of affairs, see your whole life, your real adult life, unfold into the future. And then now see it go very, very well. And we'll first start out with our interpersonal social lives. So now see yourself moving through life. The perfect nurturers are there with you, supporting you. And now see all these positive social experiences with others. See how you're being delighted in, and how you delight in being with others. See how it's so easy to connect. You feel deeply understood by others, and you understand others deeply as well. And now feel into the sense of belonging. Connection. And now, this is very interesting. Notice how these positive experiences with others informs you as to your social self. Notice this sense of esteem. You feel good about yourself. You know that others will respond positively to you. I really feel that. Okay, now let's turn the mind towards exploration, towards asserting yourself in the world. Going after what you deem important. So figure out just briefly, what is it that I want to do? What is it that I want to figure out and explore in my life? And now see yourself going about those explorations and having great success in that. See that scene unfold. And see how it's really easy now that you have this good, reliable support from the perfect nurturers. See that clearly. Really taking that in. And now, this is very important. See how this informs you as to your sense of self. Feel into how you can get things done. You have a sense of agency. You can go after what you want. Really feel into that. Okay, and make a deep impression of this. I'll now count from 5 to 1. And when I get to 1, you'll be awake and present in the room, settled in the experience. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Awake and present in the room, settled in the experience. Okay. So anybody on Zoom can write in their comments. Also, same on Insight Timer, you can just write in your comments or questions. I'm afraid we have one.